I'm with Jill Mountsford.
Hello, Dolores. How are you? And
I'm fine. How are you, guys?
I'm the centre sort of site manager, and I've been here for 8 years. 2007? I don't know, 7 years, 8 years? No, 2005. 2005. My role here is to coordinate activities on site, off site. We started off here doing family learning, environmental learning and activities, and we've evolved into something bigger and beyond that. And we partly evolved because we were kind of taken over by a trust called New Cross Gate Trust, who very generously, and rightly so, they ought to fund these wonderful things that we do in the gardens, and they fund other things besides, but we fit just into the kind of things that they want to fund. And so it's a good relationship.
Last year you had you helped grow all the sunflowers in New Cross.
We made some contribution to that, yeah, and we're involved in the tomato festival this year. It's taking place. It's a great place.
One of my specialities, which I love, is the pond. Tell us all about that pond. I know you do pond dipping. Just tell us everything.
The pond is magnificent. And my first year here, it was a very new pond, and we planted things and it started to get established. And I could not believe, come July, August, it was just such an emotional experience that the pond was so beautiful. The plants had grown. The sunlight on it coming through the different trees in the garden, you know, made this beautiful dappled effect. It was just beautiful. It's at its peak in July, I think, from the point of view of the plants that are around it and the kind of light that we get in the garden. But also, perhaps because of the pond life that's in there by the middle of summer.
Tell us, what have we got?
It's got the biggest, fattest toads and frogs and you could ever wish to kiss. They are gorgeous. Oh, yeah, they are gorgeous. It's got salamanders and newts. It's got stickleback fish. It's got pond skates. We've had, over the last couple of years, we've had the most magnificent dragonflies, absolutely stunning dragonflies. And one of the things that we do is we do an environmental studies course with the local primary schools. So we will have every Thursday morning for 10 weeks. A year four group in, for instance, and if they are lucky enough to come in this term, which is just coming to an end, the spring term or the summer term, then they get full benefits out of the pond. A little bit in the autumn term as well, winter autumn term, you know, but things are starting to die back and go to sleep and what have you, but they have a fantastic time discovering things in the pond, and the excitement when they find a frog or a toad or a salamander, you know, it's just worth everything. Kids who don't see those things, and they're not so commonplace now. Lots of us might have grown up as kids with toads and frogs in the back garden, or, you know, even in an old sink sunk into your garden, but it's not so commonplace now because people live in flats more, yeah, and haven't got gardens and such. So it's great for the kids to see all of that, and it's also lovely for, you know, like when grandparents are here with their grandkids, and they, you know, straight away they start reminiscing about their own childhood when these things were perhaps more commonplace. Maybe they didn't grow up in the inner city and stuff. So it's got a lovely experience for everybody. It's gorgeous, gorgeous.
Well, I must say, you're right, it struck a chord with me because as a child I always had this romantic view, because I've always liked nature, but I had a tiny garden, but no frogs or anything like that. And I never done anything like pond dipping. Mm. And coming here has given me a chance to relive my youth.
Absolutely.
It is, I mean, like you were saying about the dappled sun and everything, it is a secret garden. It is so beautiful.
No, it is. It's gorgeous. And we always give people a little health and safety talk around the pond before they start using it and such. But we've only had about three people in the last however many years I've been around here fall in the pond or slip into the pond. And one was... One was a grandmother who'd come with her grandchild, and she was mortified. She had to go back and tell her daughter that she'd fallen in the pond. And she was really worried, and she was contemplating even not to tell her daughter because she was really worried that her daughter wouldn't allow her out again with the kids because she had been responsible, which made us laugh. But she was back the next week.
Good. So what's coming up this year? What have you got going
this year,
on?
Well, this year we've not done an Easter event. Now, traditionally we've done them, but last year we cancelled Easter event quite near to the beginning of Easter, because the weather was so bad. It was snowing and it was cold and all the rest of it. This year it looks like we're going to have a glorious time, but we've moved our Easter event to the May, what they used to call the Whitsun holiday, so that last May bank holiday week, the half term week. And we've got a language and literacy celebration. We're going to be celebrating all the languages that are spoken in the area. We've got a 4-day event. It culminates on the Saturday in a big community festival where we're going to do a parade and we'll have refreshments, you know, beer and food.
Oh, fantastic.
We've got two bands playing, there's Zwangs, and we've got a band. The translation from the Mexican is the Wetbacks of the Thames. I can't remember the Mexican the full name for the Mexican name, but two great bands on. It'll be lots of community fun, and we're going to be celebrating, as I say, the languages in the area. We're going to be collecting sayings and proverbs from different countries around the world in the original language and in the translated English, and their meaning. And we're collecting those on a 100-foot banner, which we're going to display around the garden all summer. And it's about sort of sharing those wisdoms that we all grow up with, passed down from generation to generation. And it's interesting on the different emphases in different cultures. So a lot of the African ones that we've collected so far are all about people taking the time and not rushing into making bad decisions or rushing around doing this, that and the other.
Okay.
And that kind of reflects perhaps, you know, cultural differences, because I suspect a lot of, you know, industrialised Britain are about rushing around and making the most of every minute and every penny and, you know, reflecting just different cultures. Now, I'm interested to see what the East Europeans bring and what their adages and sayings and proverbs are about as well. So that should be quite interesting. And there's a big book swap on during that week. We're going to have people bringing in books that they've read and that they've liked with little reviews on that they've written, and taking away books that they haven't read with other people's reviews on them and recommendations. We're going to be doing that in conjunction with our local library, which is volunteer run now because of the cuts.
Oh, is that New Cross Learning?
New Cross Learning, yeah. Great place, great women who run
it.
Lovely volunteers. And we're doing that in conjunction with them. Yeah, so we've got a really good 4 days planned, and we're really hoping that everybody in the community wants to get involved. And you don't have to join any of the workshops. We've got bookmaking workshops, poetry workshops, singing workshops, dancing workshops. You don't have to join in the workshops. You can just come in and enjoy this garden for its own self, sort of thing. But if you want to dip into the workshops, great, we'll have you. Come along.
Well, thanks, Jill. Just to end this, this sounds like quite a noisy place today, because you've got the buildings going on Bester Street there, and we've heard some sirens. But really, this is a little paradise, isn't it?
It's totally a little paradise. There's times when I come in early in the morning, if I come in to set something up for the weekend event, and I know it sounds a bit soppy or a bit dramatic, but it is quite emotional, because in this great big built-up area where, as you can hear in the background, as Dolores has said, building works and stuff and sirens going off, you can hear birds sing, you can hear individual bird song. It's amazing, you know. You can't hear a snail crawl along the floor, of course, but you can almost imagine it. It's sometimes that quiet. It's lovely. And it is fantastic. I came past this site for 13 years, almost every day on the bus. This road that we're on now has been pedestrianised. No buses and cars come down. It used to be one of the busiest little side streets in the area. It would be chock-a-block morning till night. Sundays was the worst day of the week, as people tried to get out.
It was a permanent jam, wasn't it?
Permanent jam of traffic. And inevitably that made the atmosphere smell. Inevitably it contaminated soil. That's been stopped for some time now, and it is just a complete oasis. I came past, as I say, on the bus, and I did not know. It had some really miserable railings up, galvanised mesh railings. I didn't know what went on in there. I was never high up enough on the bus to see over the railings. And only when I came to work in the area and I was shown this site could I see the potential and the beauty of it. And, you know, it became obvious it had to be opened up. It had to be opened up regularly for people to use. To use and respect. It is not a park.
No.
It's absolutely not a park.
Well, I mean, everybody's working, aren't they?
It's a working and learning and sharing space. And I know parks can be some of those things some of the times, but this is not a park. It's a beautiful, beautiful oasis for the people of New Cross and beyond. And we have to keep it. We have to continue to develop it. And it's just fantastic. And anybody who hears this, who's in the area, must come and see it. I'll just say one more thing. We've got a really, really rare, I think there are about a dozen in the country, eucalyptus tree.
Oh.
And we had an expert around a couple of years ago who is doing his PhD on eucalyptus, and he was so excited to see the tree. He'd heard tell of it, you know, legend has it that Newcastle has the
wow.
tree. And he came round and he was just so chuffed to see it, and you know, he spent ages photographing it and talking about it and what have you. So there's just odd little gems that, you know, if you've got a little specialism and you happen to, well, we've got like our beehives and stuff, you know. And
yes,
you know,
which I'm like, going to be doing a course, aren't I?
Course.
Yes, please, put my name down.
Great stuff.
I love bees.
They're gorgeous.
Flying teddy bears.
Well, they're flying teddy bears, but they're also like, they're flying geniuses, because there was something on the radio this morning, a load of money's been made available through the lottery for bees. Through the Heritage Lottery, and they were saying, you know, it ran into the billions of money that bees save on pollinating crops in the country.
Wow.
Each year. You just think, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. No one's asking them to do it. They just do it because they're doing what comes naturally, and it's wonderful what they do for us. So, yeah, just come and have a look and see what you can find that really makes you excited or makes you really happy. Cost nothing. It's lovely.
Peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, my lovely.
Pleasure.
And speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. I'll see you again.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.